This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I am so excited to be back with you today. And, you know, I'm overwhelmed with emotion. And I'm overwhelmed with emotion because I am sitting in Frank Pastore's studio right now. And it's where I come once a month because I do pre-records. And once a month I come and I'm live with you. So I'm really live and I'm really sitting in here. And you can just feel Frank in this room and in this studio. And, you know, I realized that I have a picture of Frank and I right in front of me every day at my office. And he wrote on there a very special statement. And I just really love that man. And even though he's gone to be with our Heavenly Father, he's still so much here. He's so much around and in this place. And Frank, I know you're watching, and I just want to say that I love you so much, and I'm just so thankful for all you do, for all you've done for so many people. So we're moving right along on this show, and I just want to know, I want to tell you that it is live. And what that means is that as we get going on what we're going to talk about today, that you can actually join in and call in, and I am going to welcome you to do just that. So get a pen and paper, and you know, be careful if you're driving. The phone number is pretty easy because it's 888, that's pretty easy, 995-5552. So 995-5552. That's the phone number to call and talk to us direct. With me today in the studio is Mr. Michael Kim. Now, some of you know Michael Kim and some of you don't. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of a background of who Michael Kim is. And he's my friend. He's a good friend of mine. And he's very well known in the dance community. And those of you that know anything about me know that one of my many passions, but one of my passions is dance. And Michael Kim, I've known for a while now. And he owns a studio in San Diego. And we actually think we crossed paths many, many years ago, like in the 70s, which is really amazing. And during that time, it was the disco scene, disco time, and the hustle was the big thing. And I guess Michael Kim has been known like as the king of hustle, and I was kind of the queen or diva of disco and hustle. So it's kind of funny that so much time has passed, and we kind of reconvened or actually really met. And I have him on the show today because we were talking about basics. And in the dancing world, as in sports and as in anything in life, is sometimes we get going and we think we're doing really well. And then all of a sudden we realize that we've got to go back to the basics. Now, I know in sports teams, a lot of times if they lose a game or whatnot, what does a coach say? Okay, what went wrong? What went wrong? All right, let's go back to the basics. So, Michael Kim, I just want to say welcome to the show today.
And thank you. Great to be here.
And he has a great radio voice, doesn't he? He does emceeing for the dance things, too. So it's great to have you on the show. And we were talking about the basics, and we were talking about not just dance, but anything in life. And, you know, in the Bible, it talks about in the beginning. That's the first thing in Genesis, which is the first book, if you're new to the Bible. It says, the first thing it says in the book is in the beginning. So in the beginning is the basics, and it's where everything starts. And we thought, when we were talking about what to do for the show today, we were thinking about that it is a new year. It's a new beginning. It is, we're going to start now, and we're going to go forward. We're not going to, we can look back, can't we? We can look back at what has been. We can learn from what we've done and how things went. We can assess where we are right now, and then we're going to say, okay, here's where we are, And today is the first day of the rest of our lives, which sounds cliche, but it is the truth, isn't it? Today is the first day of the rest of our lives. And so what are we going to do? Where do we want to go in life? Where do we want to go? What do we want to be known for? If we want our lives to be successful or significant, what is it that we need to do differently or better or, well, differently than we've done in the past? So in talking with Michael, we were talking about this. And Michael had something happen in his life recently. And I asked him if it'd be okay if we talked about that a little bit. And he said yes. And I think that's wonderful. And before he starts telling about this story, I just want you to have the phone number again, because I want you to be thinking and I want you to share with us about things that you've learned from this last year or from your life up to this point. I want you to share with us, the other listeners, because what you have to say does matter. And I want you to call us, and I want you to tell us what you've learned or what are your new, not New Year's resolutions, well, I guess you could say that, but just New Year's goals, things that we're going to do for the future. Call and share those with us, because sometimes that's what we need to do. We need to voice it out loud to keep us accountable. So be thinking and get your dialing finger ready, 888-995-5552, and share with us on the air live so that we can all be together on this and help each other out and make each other accountable for what we're going to do different starting this new year. So, Michael, something happened. You know, why don't you tell us a little bit about
that? Well, let me take you back a little bit first before I go to that that story. Okay. You should know a little bit more about me. I am generally a very healthy person. I do a lot of working out. I dance 6 to 7 hours a day. I eat healthy for the most part. I'm sure I have an occasional burger once in a while, like everybody, but for the most part, I do eat pretty healthy. So with that premises, back in 2011, at the end of the year, I think it was around November, December, I was going in for my regular checkups, and my doctor at the time had said, you know, we think we may have a little bit of a problem. We'd like you to go to a specialist and have a biopsy done for prostate cancer. And I thought, well, I couldn't possibly have any problem. I work out so much. I do this. I do that. And he said, well, no, it's just a precaution. There's a bit of swelling. We'd like you to have it checked out. So I did go to the specialist, and they did the biopsy. And actually, at that time, I didn't expect to actually have a biopsy. I thought I was going in for a consultation. And the doctor did give me the biopsy. And in return, he infected me with a E. coli-like virus. And the virus itself almost killed me. But then they did find out I had an aggressive prostate cancer. So they recommended I go in for immediate surgery and have it removed. Well, under all the shock and everything, I went ahead and went in for the surgery. And it took me probably 3 months to recover from it because of the virus I had also gotten from that, because I was on a PICC line for 12 days. I had several different issues come up. And I remember being in the hospital bed thinking, wow, why is this happening to me? And at the same time, I remember hearing during the course of the trying to fix the virus in me, they were saying he may not make it through the night. He's having a lot of problems breathing. He's having all these back problems as well. So they went through the whole issue, and they finally found something to take care of me, and it got me through it. And today I'm fine, and I'm also cancer-free, thank God. But in the process of that, I thought to myself, wow, you know, I need to think about my life. My life has been going along at a fast pace. I've been doing everything I've wanted to do, but I really need to go back. I need to go back and figure out what it is that's important to me. What are the basic things in my life that I need to have, and what are the things I don't need to have? And I started to get rid of all those things I don't need to have, you know, whether it be material things or whatnot. But I realized that there were a lot more things that were more important to me than those. And so from that point on, I've been growing, and the growing that I'm doing now is both spiritually and also just in everyday living, in my business, whatnot. But it's all going back, all the way back to the very basics.
That's very good. So that's kind of an overall view. Mm-hmm. But during all of this, there was emotional things going on inside of you. There was, you know, a thought process, wow, I might not make it through the night.
Right. There were several nights where I would lie there and think, okay, they say they have it, but, you know, it's one of those issues where it could come back. And so are you going to wake up every morning and wonder if this is the day that it's going to come back, or are you going to go on with your life and try to make the best of everything? And yeah, I did go through a lot of emotional ups and downs with it. I think it took me pretty much the whole year to get past all of that and realize that I'm here now. I have a second chance, and I don't want to wreck the second chance. So I'm determined to make my life better and to make the lives of people around me better. So I put most of my goals towards that.
You know, some of us don't need one of these kind of events to help us to assess. And for those of you, that's wonderful, and be thankful for that. And for those of you that can relate to Michael's story, because we do know that there's a lot of people that suffer from not only cancer, but other diseases and things that cause us to not be at the top of our health. And so it's important for us, no matter where we are in our life, to understand, you know, what do we have control over? What is it that we can do to make our lives better? And what is it that we can do to make other people's lives better? And we do need to understand the boundary or the line on that, don't we? Because we can't change another human being. We can't fix another human being. We can be there for them and we can love on them, but we can't fix them. So it's important for us to understand that the focus needs to be on us and what we can do to improve our lives. So with that being said, you are listening to The Sue Freeh Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. You also could stream KKLA.com by clicking on Listen Live. And if you know somebody that might want to hear this, but you can't get a hold of them or it's just not convenient for you, that's fine. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Because you can go on to the Sue Freeh, spelt like fries, one word, .com. And click on podcasts. I've been on the show about 3 years now. It's amazing. And I just can't believe 3 years has passed, but it's been 3 years of podcasts. So you can go on there and you can look through and find something that might be relevant to your situation or someone you know's situation that could, you know, might, you know, shed some light or help be an encouragement to someone you know or to you personally. Personally, there's some things that I've been going through with some friends and loved ones of mine, and the things that I'm sensing from them is there's this overwhelming sense of depression, this depression. And, you know, what I try to tell these people with depression is, you know, if there is an issue that's causing you to be sad, like loss, you know, we've all as a KKLA family and even further than that have experienced this grief and this loss. And everybody I've mentioned in past shows, about 2 weeks ago, I think, about the seven stages of grief and how it's important that each person go through those at their own time and in their own pace. But with that being said, if it isn't that and it's just feeling like we're unworthy, if there's this feeling, this overwhelming feeling of unworthiness, like our life doesn't matter, that no matter what happens, it really just doesn't matter, then that's a lie of the devil. And I have some close people to me that are experiencing that. And the encouragement or the words that I speak over them, and I think at least two of those people that I know of, I think they're listening now. And I just want to tell you, you know who you are, and I love you very much. But I want to say that is that, you know, we can just get overwhelmed with listening to those voices, listening to those bad sayings, those bad statements in our brains, or we can change that and say, no, that is not the truth. I'm not going to listen to that. And then what do? We have to move forward, don't we? And that's what we're talking about, is getting back to the basics, understanding where the past was. We can't change the past. The past is the past. If you've made a mistake, fine. Own up to it, accept it, learn from it. But now is a new day. It's a new day. So let's start fresh today and decide what we're going to do differently, what we're going to do that's going to make a difference going forward. That's the whole goal. The phone number, if you'd like to call, I'd love to hear from you. I truly would, is 888-995-5552. And after I've got off the show many times, I've had people say, oh, I so badly wanted to call, but I was afraid to call. To those that have said that to me, I am encouraging you so strongly, please call and talk to us because you have something that's very important to say. And I know there's a lot of people that would like to hear it. So please call in and just let us know what lessons you've learned, what plans you've made for the future that are going to change the, you know, your life for the future, and maybe those that you come in contact with, because that's what it's about. The big picture is it's not all about you. I know that's kind of painful sometimes, but it's really not all about you. It's about what you can do for others. And if we love on one another and we're there for each other, it makes this world such a better place, doesn't it, Michael?
It does. And sometimes telling your story opens up the hearts and minds to so many people that you can help.
Yeah, that's what happened with you, isn't it?
It did. I expressed my situation on Facebook, actually, thinking that maybe I just needed to talk to somebody because I didn't know who to talk to. And before long, the entire dance community got into it. And I could not believe the support I got from them. And then I found out so many people that from reading my story, they went in and had the same checkups done and found out they also had a problem and they were caught in time. So I feel like, wow, I did something really good. So sometimes just opening up and saying what's going on can really, really make a life-changing difference.
And that brings up another point is one of the things that the devil does, and I know some of you might not even believe there is a devil, but I'm telling you, he's real. He's real. But what he wants to do is he wants to keep these secrets secret. He wants to keep them in the dark. And the minute we allow ourselves the safety or the freedom to be able to express or expose those dark areas in our lives, those secrets that maybe we're afraid that someone, if they hear it, they're going to think less of us. But once we let that out and we get that out in the open, it's an amazing thing what happens. It's just like Michael. He could have kept that a secret. He could have kept it because out of embarrassment or whatever, you know, out of pride or ego or whatever. But he didn't. He shared it. And by sharing it, he saved other men's lives.
Yeah, the secret is, sometimes the secret is more of a cancer than the cancer itself.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. So we're talking about lessons learned, what changes we're going to make, what goals we have for the future. They have to be worth the pain, don't they? It's, for instance, let's just take physical. So many people will join a gym at the beginning of the year. Isn't that true? They laugh about it at the gym. They truly do.
New Year's resolutions.
I'm going to do this. 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 And the list is so big that it's so overwhelming that it's really not doable because it's too overwhelming. It's like the elephant. You know, it's this huge elephant. And, you know, you can eat an elephant, but you have to eat it one bite at a time. I've said this before. So it's better, isn't it, Michael, to do what? It's better to
make your goals a little smaller and attainable. Do something that's not so hard to reach. If it's too big, the battle is too high.
For example,
if you're working out in a gym, let's say you say my resolution is to get into better shape. Maybe pick something a little easier, like cutting back on sugar or not eating so late at night before you go to bed. And you know, just take one thing and see how the momentum from that comes up, because that's truly what really gets you going. If you have the right momentum in the direction of your path, you can't lose.
That goes right along. I so often hear people make a statement, as he just did, about momentum that applies to dance. Like connection applies to dance, but it also applies to work. It applies to spirituality with being connected to the Lord. It's like these life lessons and their parallels all the way across the board. And when we talk about going back to the basics, I wrote down spiritual, physical, mental, career, family, love, and passion. And if we took any one or all of these, we would say there is a basics plan for each one of these. For instance, let's just take spirituality. Okay, if a person wants to be more spiritual, what would they need to do? They would need to read the Bible. They would need to read the Bible. Okay, and then there's people that don't understand the Bible. They don't understand there's these books, and there's this Bible, and there's that Bible, and there's this religion, and there's that religion, and I get this quite often.
So they would connect with a church then, or connect with a spiritual group.
Yes, that helps. It helps to be with other people that are like-minded, or a place or a direction in which you want to go. You surround yourself with those types of people or that type of event. If you want to be a better dancer, you would want to go to dance events. If you want to be better in understanding scripture and understanding the word, you'd want to be in church. And if you're not sure what to do there, I suggest John. It's New Testament, or to go to the Proverbs, because the Proverbs are in the middle of the book, and the Proverbs are, there are 31 Proverbs, which is one for each day. So if you took one proverb and read it each day for the month, hopefully the day has 31 days, but we won't get into that. But there's 31 Proverbs. So if you read one a day, you're going to get through that whole book. That's a wonderful place to start, and it's doable because they're not that long. Okay, I will read Proverbs 3 to you because I think it applies right now. It says, wisdom bestows well-being. My son, do not fret excuse me, my son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. Now, that's just 3 through 10. There's a little more to that. But I just wanted to read that because that's Proverbs. That's Proverbs 3. And that kind of gives you a little bit of a taste of where you could start when it comes to spirituality. Another thing is, in the Bible, it says, in all things, give thanks. That is a very healing thing to do, no matter where you are in your walk. Spiritually, just your walk of well-being is to be thankful, to have a positive outlook on life, to be positive in your thinking, positive in what you say out of your mouth. It's so true, because if you say, I'm feeling sick all the time, or, oh, that just really burns me up, or, oh, you know, oh, I'm just sick over that, or that just makes me sick. Well, when you say those things, your body is hearing you say those things, and it can really, truly cause an ill effect. But you can also say things that are positive that can build you up and help you be a better and more positive person. I hope you can understand what I'm saying here. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5, and we're talking about going back to the basics, our goals that we're going to set that are doable, that we're not going to feel so overwhelmed and feel so defeated when we don't reach these goals. We want to make them doable. So keep your goals, kind of small and easier, and build momentum, as Michael said, so that you can, be successful. Be successful in the little things and they become big things. That's a really good lesson right there. So we talked about the spiritual back to basics, and we gave you a suggestion. Okay, physical, Michael talked about physical. If you're going to join a gym, or you're going to say that you're going to, get more healthy, then you're going to have to eat differently. You're going to have to choose your food that goes in your mouth wisely. You're going to have to decide, for instance, here's a little tidbit, is that when you go to the grocery store, if you stay to the outside of the grocery store, go around just the outer rim, the outer aisle, and don't go in the middle aisles. All of your basics are on the outside. Did you know that? Your meats, if you think about it, go around your grocery store. Your meats, your fruits, produce, it's all on the outside of your grocery store. Don't even go in the middle. What's in the middle? Sodas, chips, all of those things that you really don't need. And if you do that and you get out of there without going down the middle aisles, I guarantee you, you will be better off and you'll be healthier. Isn't that a simple thing to do? It's simple. And don't go shopping when you're hungry. That's number 2. Don't go. I went to Costco today and it was not a good idea. I was hungry. Not a good idea at all. So there's 2. And as far as working out, you don't have to join a gym. You know, you could just take a walk. Decide that you're going to take a walk either in the morning before you go to work or when you get home from work. You know, just something simple. And walking can be really great to do with a friend, because you can walk and you can talk, and it's amazing what you talk about when you're walking. It's an amazing thing to do, to just walk and talk. So there's 2, spiritual and physical. Then you have mental. The mental thing is we want to be better mentally. And that has to do with positive reinforcement, positive thinking. But it also has to do with self-help as far as reading books and learning more about things. But on this note, I want to mention that I've learned some new things in the last just 2 weeks. That there's mental illness out there. And the sad thing about mental illness is, I was injured. I had a shattered leg, and a lot of you know about the shattered leg. It was an injury that's easily treated because you can see what the injury is, and it's easier for the doctors to know what to do to fix it. When it comes to emotional or mental illness, it's very difficult for that profession to really know what it is to do in that situation. And it's very difficult to watch if you are, if you have a loved one that has an issue of, depression that's beyond depression. And to medicate because the anxiety is so high or the depression is so low and you want to keep a person numbed a little bit so that they don't feel the extremes to where it becomes overwhelming or overbearing. So the doctors will give you a prescription to help just calm that down. But how much is enough? And what is the right thing? Because all of us have different chemistries going on. Some people are allergic to certain things. Some people, amoxicillin is really good for some people, but for some others, it's not good. People that are allergic to eggs should not have a flu shot. There's just all these things because we are so wonderfully made and created, and we're individual. We're all individuals, and we all have our own makeup. So it's very difficult in the mental profession to know exactly how to treat a patient that has a situation. And I'm learning more about this right now, and the more I learn, the more I realize I totally do not know. And it's a little nerve-wracking for me because I'm concerned about those that I love so much. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home, no poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Free Show.
So we're back again, and we were talking about mental illness, and we were talking about how it's very difficult to treat mental illness. And I really don't have any more to say about that other than for those that are listening that are feeling depressed, it's not always a mental illness that's causing it. But the longer you stay in a state, the more difficult it is to pop yourself out if you can do that. So just understand that you can take baby steps to love on yourself, okay? Because we have to look in the mirror and we have to like what we see. And if we don't, or if there's a secret that you're not sure of, or that you're not sure about the secret of, find a safe place, find a safe person, and expose that secret, because the healing comes after the secret is revealed. After it's exposed, then you can get the healing that you need. So I'm really trying to encourage you to find a safe place to speak this secret and get it out in the open so it has no power over you anymore. So I have a caller that's calling in. His name is Lou. Lou, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing, Susan? Michael?
Hi.
Hey, Lou, how are you?
Is this?
Fine.
Oh, okay. Hi, Lou.
Yeah, this
yeah.
is Lou said.
I know. I figured that out.
I don't know who that is.
What's your question?
I don't have a question.
Okay.
But you brought up a situation where, grieving and stuff like that.
Yes.
I don't know if you were aware of, and I'm sure probably Michael was, that back in 1998, I lost my son, 23 years of age, due to a drug problem.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he got involved with the wrong lady.
Oh.
And and what happened was, this happened right before Thanksgiving.
Oh, boy.
And as you know,
tough times,
and that makes Thanksgiving feel like a depressing
right.
time for you.
Here's my problem, and I feel so much guilt about this. I went to the U.S. Open, and I told a couple of people, and Marianne actually announced it at the U.S. Open, and I feel I shouldn't have been there. I didn't dance, but on the other hand, I don't know. At that time, it was like my second family, and you can relate to that.
Yes.
And I just didn't want to hide. I didn't tell people exactly what happened. You know, I considered, you know, it was an accident, which it was. But, you know, I don't know. It's kind of hard for me to overcome that somewhat guilt. And I guess I just wanted to bring it up that other people may have some guilt within for something that they feel they did at the time. Maybe they didn't think things through all the way, and found themselves later on feeling guilty about it.
You know,
I don't know if, you know, you can always ask for forgiveness. I mean, I was a religious person. My mom is very religious, although I'm not practicing right now. So I guess I thought that if I bring it up to your attention, that maybe other people might relate to something like this.
You know, Lou, just in your defense, first of all, I don't know that the community is listening right now all knows what the U.S. Open is. It's not a golf tournament, people. This U.S. Okay. Open is the U.S. Open Swing Dance Championships. It's the epitome of all of the swing dancing conventions that we all go to as our big swing dance family. So Lou is right that all these people all know each other, and they're a very supportive group. So I don't think you need to be apologizing for being at the U.S. Open at that time. That is a safe haven for you. That is a place where you can get healing.
Okay, well, I appreciate that because, you know, it happened a while ago, and, you know, I've gone through the Open every year, but when I'm there, I feel kind of awkward, you know. That's
well, sure. You know, if things at home aren't going well and you're going over there, maybe somebody looks at it that it's a place you're going to hide from the truth, and that's not really what you're doing. It's you're trying to go to a positive environment where you can maybe think about it differently, and when you come back, you can deal with your situation. But there's nothing wrong with that.
It's a family. It's a family. You know, some people get into, you know, like the young kids that don't have good family lives at home. They go to be in gangs because they feel more of a family unit there than they do in their own home environment. So, the dance community is a home, and it is a safe place, and it's a community. I encourage you, though, Lou, is to, you know, say you're not practicing now, and it might be something that the Lord's, you know, tugging on you right now, saying he wants you.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, which I think it is, then maybe that's something that you can look forward to. But, you know, our God is a forgiving God, and if you're feeling guilty as far as what he's seen, I can tell you right now that he is the most forgiving God there is, and that if we ask forgiveness, we will get it from him. And so, and I know that your son understands you, you know, and he's probably been watching you all ever since, and I'm sure it's fine. Is the guilt because you were at the U.S. Open, or is the guilt because your son was into drugs? What was the guilt from?
Well, it's a combination of lack of communication, because I was divorced at the time, so I didn't know that some information that would have been passed along to me from my ex would have helped.
Yeah.
Maybe... you know, be more supportive of him or do something that would be alleviate this potential problem, which he broke up with this lady and moved down to San Diego or Orange County area and then came and visit her, and, you know, things happened. So it was pretty dramatic. And but that, you know, that in itself was very frustrating. And,
yeah, I bet.
You know, there was a guilt on my part, and obviously my ex part was extremely guilt-ridden.
Yeah.
And so, but then, you know, it happened right before, I mean, it happened on the 23rd.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it was like right after.
Right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was like, you know, 3-4 days. It was actually a Sunday morning. Let's say Monday morning is when I actually found out about it. And so then next Thursday, you know, it's the actual event. So
right.
It was a short thing, and I kind of felt guilty because I...
But, you know, if you'd have gone and you did not feel guilty, then I think you would have to question your morals.
Yeah.
But you did feel guilty about it, and that's a good thing. You know, that's nothing wrong with that. So,
I really appreciate you calling, Lou.
Okay, you're welcome. And
that's
thank you for
so
the
great.
Words.
Yes, and you know, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Really,
keep listening. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
You know, that brings up another point about the drugs. You know, the drugs and alcohol. People, you know, that's maybe the change that needs to happen. In fact, one of the people that I've been kind of talking about on the show right now without mentioning names is that's part of the issue is choosing to numb themselves using marijuana even. You know, even though it's a, you know, it's supposed to be a drug that's legal, it still has complications. And if somebody's already on medication, all it does is it compound the problem. So it's better for us to have a sound mind as much as possible. And using drugs and alcohol to numb is really not taking care of the problem. All it's doing is putting a Band-Aid. It's just having us run away from ourselves for a little while. But the thing is we can't really run away from ourselves. We can't. We still, sooner or later, we get sober. Sooner or later, we have to look at that person in the mirror to say, okay, what part am I playing? What can I do different to make this a better place for me and for those that I'm around? And that's what we need to do. So, Michael, I want to ask you, you know, you teach dance. And you've changed so many people's lives. And in the time that I've known you recently, watching and seeing how you deal with people and how you deal with things, it's amazing to me sometimes to watch. Just recently, we were at an event. And at this event, there were professionals that were doing they were dancing competitively, but they were under the influence. Some of the dancers were under the influence. And you were having a hard time with that because your passion and your profession is dance. So why don't you tell people a little bit about how you spoke up, you know, because that's not easy for us to do, for anyone, because, you know, all of us want to be liked, right? And it's just so easy to take the easy road out. And not cause waves. But, you know, sometimes we need to speak up for what we believe in. And sometimes not everybody's going to like it. That's okay, though, because we do need to stand up for something, don't we? Don't we have to stand for something? I know I do. I need to stand for something. So, you know, tell the listeners a little bit about that, Michael.
Okay, yeah, the event we're talking about is just another one of these dance events that we go to on the weekends. And I've been doing these for over 30 years. And it's been going on for many, many, many years where you'll see the young professionals getting on the floor and they're dancing a bit inebriated, or maybe they smoked a little bit, something, you know. I mean, I don't do drugs, and I very rarely drink. If I do, it's some kind of a sweet alcohol drink, and I maybe have one drink. And so I don't get affected by it as much as some of these other people do. And I think they're drinking it because it's the social thing to do and it's a fun thing to do. But what happens is they take it onto the dance floor and then they start to dance, you know, just differently to a point of almost embarrassment. And at this time it happened and it was just the last straw for me. And I'm not the kind of person that does a lot of complaining. I'm super easygoing. I'm everybody's friend, whatnot. But in this case, I just thought, wow, you know, this is terrible. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say I'm a pro in this business when I see that. So just, you know, I thought, well, okay, I'll go ahead and I'll put a little blurb on Facebook and see how the other people responded to what they saw. And when I did, I was really surprised at all of the people that responded. There were 500 people saying they liked what I had to say, and there were over 100 comments going back and forth supporting what I was saying about it. And I only had one or two people actually say something to the negative, and I don't think that they were really listening to what I was saying. I think they were looking at something else in what I was saying, but that was also curtailed pretty quickly. But it's really, for me, it's a venue of health. It's a venue, it's a place where you want to have families, you know, the kids, the parents, everybody involved. And I don't think it's a place to have for kids to see that kind of thing. So I just spoke up. And sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you have to speak up. And by doing that, already some new things have been implemented into the conventions. There are already two conventions as of this happened yesterday. And this has only been one day, and two conventions have now implemented a new alcohol provision in the competition, where if they are caught drunk or smoking or whatnot of marijuana or whatnot, then they will be asked to step out of the competition, which, you know, I wasn't trying to make all that happen. I was just voicing my thoughts and my feelings at the time, but I'm glad that it is happening because it's long overdue.
You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. This show is syndicated. It goes to San Diego all the way up to Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo. And, you know, the streaming thing is, it's going all over wherever. And it's an amazing thing that it's able to do that. And I'm hoping that those listening are getting what we're saying as far as going back to the basics, understanding that we need to stand for something, that this is the first day of the rest of our lives. If we're feeling guilty about something like our caller was talking about, you know, we need to understand that the Lord is a forgiving God, that He'll forgive us. All we have to do is ask Him for forgiveness, and then we need to just let it go. Let it go. And then what we need to do is realize that today's the first day of the rest of our lives, and we need to move forward. And my whole goal for today's show is for you to understand that you can't control another person. You can't control what has been. What was, was. What is, and what will be. And that sounds so funny, but not really, because it's true, isn't it? You know, it is what it is. That statement.
The other thing, too, is if you have something that's a deep, dark secret of yourselves, or if you have a guilt that you're afraid to express, and you do express this, just remember that your true friends do not judge you. Anybody else who does judge you isn't worth worrying about.
That's right. You know, we're called to love one another. And what does that mean? Does that mean to judge? No, it doesn't mean to judge. It means to love. Does it mean that we always, agree with everything that everyone does? No, it doesn't. And we should stand up for what we believe in. But it doesn't mean to not love the other person. There's a difference there between judgment and loving. It's just a difference there. So we were going to go into the teaching arena. And go ahead, Michael. You just take over.
Yeah, the teaching part of what I do. And it's funny because when I got into dancing, I never thought I'd become a teacher of dance. I just really loved to dance. And then somebody asked me to teach them something. I started to teach it. And I thought, wow. Here's a different thing for me, because all my life I was trained, to become successful. Become successful at whatever you do, no matter what it is. But what I wasn't thinking was, I want to make a difference. And that's what actually happened to me after I went through the incident a couple years ago. I started changing my focus from, I want to be a teacher, to being, I want to teach to make a difference in somebody's life, to make a difference in my life. And I found out to do that, I had to go back. And if you ever walk into any of my classes now, you'll notice that I've taken all my classes back to the basics. I've said to them, I've stopped them mid-class and said, we're going back to step number one, because we don't have a strong foundation. And if we have a strong foundation, we can't go wrong. You will never have to go back and question what you're doing if your basics are solid. So we'll go back and we'll do that. And in life, I do the same thing. I'm trying so hard right now just to change everything that I do and every way I do them, everything from running my business, everything from even paying my simplest bills, just getting them paid on time and going back to the basics and writing things down, which I never used to do. So organization, I'm going back to basics and learning how to be more organized. Doesn't matter what it is, but it's something I would recommend to anybody, is really think about anything you have a problem with. It's probably just a basic problem. Go back and fix that basic problem and you'll probably be on the right track.
That's very good advice. So in family life, when Michael was laying in that hospital bed, another thing that came to light was what?
Wow, the closeness of my family, period. My sister was at my side the entire time that I was in the hospital, which was 4 or 5 days I was in the hospital bed, and she was there next to me, never left my side. She made sure the doctors got their job done right. It brought me so much closer to my mom, to my sister. And these kind of experiences, it's sometimes you think, it shouldn't take something that negative to bring you together. But, when I look at it, it wasn't so negative. It was actually a very positive thing for me. I've always been close to my family anyway, my sister and my mom, and my father's passed now. But I've been close to them my whole life, but I didn't realize how much closer I could get until this came up. And it made me realize just how important family was. And it really is the first thing you have to have on your list is family.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. They're the closest, and they can groom you and whatnot, because, those that are closest to you, you're the hardest on. I can remember my mother saying, gosh, I wish we treated our family members like we do the strangers that come near us, because we treat strangers so much better. And I don't know why we do that. It's we put on this show for our strangers and those people. And those that are closest, we're the hardest on. It's because we know they can take it, or we know they love us enough that they'll put up with it, whatever it is.
Yeah, right.
Right. But one thing I noticed about Michael is that, he thinks about his mom quite often. He takes her to lunch every week and thinks about, he calls her once a week and he just thinks about her and,
Well, I try. I don't know. It's not always once a week. I just, whenever I get the time to do that, I will do that. I do think about her on a daily basis. And when I can go to see her, I do, and she lives close, so there's no excuse for me not to see her. But we have a great relationship, so
yeah, it's very special, very special. And to you sons out there, take note that I've told my daughter too, is if you want to know how a man's going to treat his wife, look at how the man treats his mother, and that's where you're going to see how he's going to treat the wife. Is
no pressure, guys. No pressure.
No pressure, but it's the truth. And I've seen that to be true whenever I've seen men that treat their mothers well. They usually treat their wives well, too. So, family, you learned just how important that relationship of family. You always were close with your family, but you even learned even more how much they stood beside you and, you know, were there for you. So, passion. Let's talk about passion, because getting back to the basics of passion. Now, you know, men, when you use the word on the whole, I'm not going to pigeonhole, but I am a little bit. But when you say romantic, men think of one thing and women think of another. When you think of passion, what do you think of?
Teaching. That's okay. My passion. Passion is
yes.
My teaching.
Right. And each one of us has a passion, something that we're passionate about. And I have more than one thing that I'm passionate about. But sure. Dancing is a passion for me. Business is a passion for me. My family is a passion for me. You know, I have different passions. And with that, when you were talking about a strong foundation, that's so biblical. And I don't even know if you realize that, Michael, is that, you know, having a strong foundation, it's having in business, I talk about a strong foundation. You've got to have your key staff, and you've got to have your values and your morals and your mission and your vision. All of those things have to be in place. And if you keep those in place and you know where your bending point is, then you understand that there is a strong foundation, and it's deep into the ground. It's not going to, you know, flail with the wind. It's going to be sturdy and strong. And that's the basic, staying with your values and your morals and keeping strong there. And you're passionate about dance, and you've been doing it a long, long, long time, and you are very successful, and people know who you are, and not just locally, but all over the place, because you have dancing videos that, you know, you send them all over the world. You're shocked sometimes as to where they're, the UK and where else. I mean,
it's everywhere. It's all
over the world. Yes, which is amazing. And it's nice to have a vehicle like that, that you can do that. And now you do these Facebook tips every week that are free, and people love and acknowledge that. Such a wonderful thing that you're doing.
And that's my passion. I love to teach, and I feel like this sport has given so much to me that this is my way of giving it back. I will put a video tip on YouTube and on Facebook every week, sometimes two tips a week, and it's professionally produced video, and it's fun to do. It's just a passion of mine to be creative. So it's my creative outlet. At the same time, it's my way of keeping up with my teaching skills.
And how could a listener look that up on the YouTube? What is it?
If they go to YouTube and they type in the letter M, then the letter K-I-E-H-M, M Kim, and the number 1 right behind it. So M Kim 1. They can see it's at least 30 of the tips already. We're doing them every week. I'm trying to do it up to where I have 1,000 tips on YouTube for people to learn to dance from, covering all styles of dance. But it's just a fun thing, and it's, again, like it's a passion of mine.
So, okay, you heard that. He's got 30, but his goal is what?
1,000 tips.
So he has a goal, and he started this plan, I don't know, 30 weeks ago or whatever. He decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. And so he took baby steps. There's a lot of things that goes into the videotaping. So whatever you're passionate about, you need to start today. It's the first day of the rest of your life. And you need to start today and have a plan. Where do you want to go? What kind of person do you want to be? All right. These are the questions. And I would suggest you get a piece of paper out and you write down what you've learned this last year or in your life up to date. What have you learned? What are the life lessons that you've learned? Okay. And then you put those to bed. I mean, you can keep the memory and keep the lesson in your head. But if there's any beating up to do, it's already been done. Okay. So let's just let it go. Let's forgive ourselves. Okay. Can we do that right now? Let's just forgive ourselves for anything that we've done that has not been to the best. Anything we feel guilty about. Lou, that goes for you too. Anything we feel guilty about, we want to let it go. Okay. Let's just forgive ourselves right now. I'm giving you permission, and God's giving you permission to forgive yourself right now. Let's forgive it. Okay. Now, from this day forward, what is it we're going to do from this day forward to make this place a better place, to make you a better person?
You know, and I have something I want to add to that. If you have an idea of something you want to do, even the thing like the video thing I'm doing right now, This is amazing what happens when you make a decision to do something. When you make that actual decision and you say to yourself, I'm going to do this, and then you get excited about doing it and you open up and tell a few people about it that you're doing this, it's amazing how many doors will open and things that will happen. I have so many people now coming up and saying, I would love to help you produce these videos. I have extra cameras. I have this. I have that. I'll come down and I'll teach you how to do this. I'll teach you how to do that. There's some great people that are getting involved in this, and they're doing it. You know, most of them are doing it pro bono. Some of them are wanting to be paid, but even the ones that want to be paid are doing it at a discount. But you will find that the doors will open as soon as you show the excitement that you are going to do this positive thing.
And that helps you no matter where you are in life, because now you've got a plan. You know, when you want to go somewhere in direction, you know, let's say, okay, you're at home or you're at work and you've got someplace you got to go, whether it's the airport or you've got to go to this restaurant and you don't know where this is exactly. So you put in the destination, right? And that's kind of the same as goal setting, is that you put in the destination that you want to go to. And then you figure out the best way to get there. It's kind of like the same thing as having directions to get to from. You got to know where you are and you got to know where you want to go. And then you figure out the best way to get there. And sometimes, as Michael said, is that, you know, you put this out there and all of a sudden doors are opening and windows are opening and you have no idea, but you put it out there. Now, I would suggest that you pray about your idea, because you want to make sure it's a God idea. You want to make sure that God's part of it. All right? Whatever it is you're going to do, you want to make sure. For instance, before we started this show today, we prayed. Michael and I prayed, and we just said, you know, Lord, guide our path, guide our words, guide our thoughts, and let this be your show, and let it be glorifying to you. And that's what we want. We want to help you, listener, to get where you want to go, but it needs to be a God direction. We want to make sure, amen. We want to make sure it's a God direction. We want to make sure that you're doing what God wants you to do, and He will make your burden light, and He will open up the path. We want to be a light in the darkness. When you look for opportunities, you know, just ask God to guide your every step, and He will. And He will open up the doors that need to be open, because He created you, and He created you for a specific purpose. And He wants to make sure, He wants to help you get that purpose fulfilled. So He will guide your path, but you got to ask Him. He's not going to just slam Himself in front of you. He will just wait for you to say, God, guide my path. Tell me where you want me to go. And usually,
He will also tell you if that path is the wrong one.
Yeah,
He will. He'll find a way to tell you.
Yeah, He will. He will. Mm-hmm. I want to share something with you right now, and it's off a little bit, but not really. It says Psalm 118:8, center of the Bible and much, much more. And this is by David of Marion. This is really interesting, and you're going to understand why I wanted to share this. I'm always hearing people talk about how the Bible is phony, about how it was written by a bunch of old fogies 1,000 years ago and pertains to nothing of the present. Well, I'm here to tell these people that love nothing more than to diss the Bible that they don't know what they're talking about. I think he wrote something else, but I didn't want to say that. I think that people take things out of context a little too much. It's like people that don't believe in God because they can't see God, when all they have to do is open their eyes a little wider and stop being so closed-minded. You come to expect things like this in a world where only what's on outside matters. On the outside matters more than what's on the inside. I'm not going to go through all that. I want to get to this. The book of Psalms is arguably one of the most important books in the Bible because it teaches many valuable lessons of life. The most important lesson is the exact center of the Bible. It has been mathematically proven that Psalms chapter 118 verse 8 is the split center of the Bible, both Old and New Testament combined. Psalms chapter 117 is the shortest chapter of any book in the entire Bible. Psalm chapter 119, the one right after 118, is the longest chapter of any book in the entire Bible. Now, there are exactly 594 chapters before Psalm chapter 118 and exactly 594 chapters after Psalm 118. And if you add those numbers together, excluding chapter 118, you get 1,188, which equals Psalm 118:8. It is, and this is what the psalm is, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. Now, what does this tell us? That God is in control of everything. I take refuge in the Lord, and I don't need to trust in someone else and what they believe God to be. I have more reasons to believe what I believe than this. So believe what you will. That's why you were given, you, the free will and the conscience, and no other creature on this planet seemingly possesses. Isn't that interesting? So we're closing. Michael, any closing remarks real quick?
Oh, no, just thank you for having me on the show. It's been great.
Aw, thanks for coming on the show. Until next week, God bless you and make yourself a blessing to someone each and every day. Bye.
Child, you're forgiven in love. Child, you're forgiven, and child, you are love. Child, you're forgiven in love.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. Ah, it's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.